5.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and happy Father's Day to all you dads out there. We are broadcasting live today from Demers Garden Center. They are located on South Monmouth Road in Manchester, New Hampshire. And I know it's a little drizzly and rainy for most of you, but come on by and say hello. They set us up in their fertilizer and tool building. We have chairs, and we'd love to see you. All kinds of special for Father's Day, and one of their big ones is today only now. 10-inch hanging baskets. They're absolutely beautiful. All different varieties are all 50% off just today. All their shrubs and trees and evergreens are 20% off just today, and a lot of other specials. So come on by and say hello. I'll be here until 2 o'clock to answer all of your gardening questions. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, up next we have Beverly on the line, who has a problem with some moles.
Beverly, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning and happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you, Beverly.
I have a problem with moles in my yard. I have a rock retaining wall, and the moles this over this winter have dug out a lot of the soil. I had herbs planted in the rocks, and they've eaten all the roots from the herbs, and now they're working on my lawn. And every time I walk through them, they're running all over the place.
Yep.
What can I do
moles,
to get rid of them?
Yeah, moles are a serious problem. I had a lot of damage on my lawn when the snow melted. And then as I cleaned my perennial beds, they did a job in a perennial bed. Hostas were chewed probably an inch or so right below the surface, and these hostas started coming up, and they just weren't growing. And I went to touch them, and they were loose. They were eating them. They ate lily bulbs. Beautiful oriental lilies last year that were 6 feet tall, fragrant flowers, totally disappeared. So what I did is I treated my garden, and I'm going to treat it and the lawn again in the fall. You want to try and get either Mole Max, M-O-L-E-M-A-X, or Mole Go, M-O-L-E-G-O. Now, both of these products are very effective. The Mole Go is a liquid that you spray wherever you have a mole problem, and Mole Max is a granular that you can put in a rotary spreader, or you can broadcast it like you're throwing rock salt on ice. The active ingredients is the secret. Mole Max and Mole Go were developed to not hurt the animals, but to get them out of where they are. And the active ingredients is castor oil, and it works wonderful. You apply the product, you water it in, so a day like today where it's going to be drizzly all day, apply it. It washes it into the ground, and when the mole or the vole starts digging through the ground, he'll get the castor oil on his fur. It's sticky, doesn't like the feel of it, and like a cat, will clean his body with his tongue, washing himself, and getting the castor oil in his stomach. It will give him the runs. And the brain is little, but it knows that if I, every time I go in there, I get sick and they will stop going in the areas where you are. So either Mole Max or Mole Go, it's a castor oil based product and it works very, very well. And again, a day like today is perfect. Apply it. The rain will wash it into the ground where the animals are and it will control them. It won't hurt them, but it will drive them out of those areas because castor oil is a laxative. Kind of neat, isn't it? Thank you. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Edna on the line, and Edna's calling about a sweet bay plant.
Okay, Edna, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning. I have
a question about growing sweet bay. I've tried for a number of years, and each time the same thing has happened. The leaves begin turning brown at the tip, and then it goes along the edge of the leaves, and they drop off, and that's it.
Okay. Now, are you growing the sweet bay in pots, or are you growing them in your garden?
In pots.
In pots. Okay. Now, I love sweet bay. It's a great plant, great for cooking, and it just is a pretty, pretty foliage. What I found is this. As soon as you buy the plant, repot it into a container twice the size. I was fortunate. I was visiting some greenhouses, and I found a sweet bay or bay leaf plant that was in a 1 gallon, which is a 6-inch pot, and I instantly put it into a 12-inch container, and that plant has made 6 to 8 inches of new growth in the past month alone. And what I found is if you live in the city or if the town is treating your water with fluoride, it's the fluoride that's burning the ends of the roots, and it's slowly killing the foliage. Now, when you're doing it in your lawn, it's not a big deal because the fluoride will evaporate if you're sprinkling your lawn. But in potted plants, it has problems escaping. So what I want you to do is if you know you have to water, you take a little watering can, you fill it full of water, you let it sit overnight, and the fluoride and all of the other chemicals that have been put in that water will dissipate by the following morning. The same thing will happen if you have a spider plant, beautiful green and white variegated foliage, and the ends of the foliage turn brown. You take scissors and you cut it, and then it turns brown again. It's the fluoride and the chemicals that's in the water to keep the water healthy for you. So let it sit in a container overnight. In the morning, if it's glass, you're going to see little bubbles all over the sides. And those are the bubbles of gas. You know, just take a wooden spoon and agitate the water, and all the gas bubbles will dissipate, and you'll be fine. So do that to your water, and your bay plant will do absolutely beautiful. It's the fluoride that the town has put in your water. Thank you, Edna. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Up next, we have Jeannie on the line calling about her annuals.
Jeannie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, welcome to you too, and happy birthday. I have potted annuals that are showing a clear, shiny substance, and it's whatever it is, it's destroying them. I don't see any slugs, and I used tree and shrub on them.
Yeah.
By Bayer, and it didn't seem to help.
Are the leaves being slowly eaten?
Everything, the flower buds, leaves.
Okay. But when you look at the foliage, there's like a slime on it.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. To me, it has to be slugs. I have never seen as much slug damage on my garden as I have this year. Matter of fact, last night I was moving some firewood to put near our little chimneria. I can never pronounce that word. And the firewood, I bet you I moved 30, 40 pieces. I bet you I found 10 big slugs right on that firewood. And then I started going through my hostas because they looked like they had holes. And right around the base of the hostas, I picked out more slugs. So what I would suggest that you do is to try and find a product that will take care of it. Now, the most effective and the safest product is called Slug Go. And Slug Go was developed in Monterey, California. And it's very, very safe. The old products that kill slugs and snails was formaldehyde. The new product that will kill slugs and snails is made of iron, the same iron that's in a multiple vitamin. And, again, go to your local nursery, tell them you want Slug-O, and it's either a granular or a liquid. You spray it or just broadcast it. The slugs will eat it, and they're gone. Very, very safe, very effective. And if your dog or your cat eats it, it's like the product that's in the multiple vitamin. It's iron, and it's very, very safe and not poisonous for any of your animals or children that pick it up. The old stuff, wicked poisonous, formaldehyde.
Hi there, Ashton Ritchie from Scotts, on the field with David Meller, Director of Grounds for the Boston Red Sox.
Welcome to my house, Ashton.
Gotta tell you, David, your house has one amazing lawn.
Thanks. Here at Fenway, the field not only has to look great, it has to stand up to at least 81 home games every season.
And you use Scotts fertilizer?
Absolutely.
And what would you say to folks who say fertilizer is fertilizer?
I'd say there's a very big difference.
It's hard to believe, but many brands contain filler like sand and sawdust.
Fillers do nothing for your grass. As you know, Ashton, Scotts is 100% nutrition with no fillers, so every granule gives your grass the food it needs to grow green and strong.
We call that the Scotts Advantage.
I'd call it a home run.
Exactly. Your grass is hungry after a long winter's rest, so head out this weekend and feed it with Scotts Turf Builder. This is Ashton Ritchie. See you in the yard.
Now that the gardens are planted, let's feed them with the new Bloomin' and Rootin' fertilizer from Fertiloam. This 9-59-8 plant food will make your garden explode. Flowers and vegetables will grow like you've never seen it before. That's Bloomin' and Rootin' fertilizer. This year, let's kill those problem weeds and save some money. Say goodbye to poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and hundreds more with Fertiloam Kills All. Half the price of Roundup, twice as strong because it's generic. Kills All.
Hello, gardeners. Would you like a beautiful landscape and amazing gardens without using chemicals? Try Neptune's Harvest Organic Fertilizers. Neptune's Harvest products come from the mineral-rich North Atlantic Ocean, nature's perfect source for the nutrients plants and soil need. No matter what you grow, Neptune's Harvest will make you look good. Go to neptunesharvest.com and see results like pumpkins over 1,600 pounds, plus much, much more. Look for us at your local garden center.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Garden Club. We are at Demers Garden Center in Manchester, New Hampshire, on Monmouth Road. We'd love to see you. I'll be here until 2 o'clock to answer all of your questions. Jared, who's up next?
Up next, we have Jerry on the line, and Jerry is calling about potato beetles.
Jerry, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good. How are you? Happy Father's Day, Jerry.
Yeah, same to you. It's happy as long as I get rid of them potato beetles.
I'll tell you, the best way to get rid of them, and I found this out by accident 2 years ago. I was having a problem with the big green tomato hornworms in my tomato plants, and I had some product left, and I sprayed it on my potato plants, and overnight they disappeared. Go to your local garden center, and what you want is spinosad. S-P-I-N-O-S-A-D. Spinosad is a bacteria, and it will destroy the Colorado potato beetles overnight. They will stop feeding. Once they've eaten it, they will stop feeding within 4 hours and die. It's totally organic. Again, it's a bacteria, and I was reading some information about it. Spinosad comes from the Caribbean, and a chemist from Dow Chemical was on vacation in the Caribbean. He went to a rum factory to do a tour, and when he came out of the tour, across the street from the rum factory was a broken-down building made of cinder blocks. And he said to one of the people that worked there, "What's that old building?" He said, "Well, that is our original rum factory. And it just wasn't big enough, so we built this new modern high-tech building. And he went over there, and he noticed that from the building out 10 feet, there were no insects on any of the shrubs. And 10 feet beyond, the shrubs all had bugs on them. And it really amazed him. He walked around the whole building, and the first 10 feet, no bugs. He picked up some soil, brought it home. They did some tests on it, and they found this mysterious bacteria. And they started to propagate it and to make it grow. They applied it to plants, and it found out that it killed all kinds of different insects. And it's not a toxic chemical. It's a bacteria that lived from the spilt rum at this factory in the Caribbean. And it's now being sold all over the place. But it will take care of spider mite. It will take care of all chewing type insects. And a Colorado potato beetle, I tell you, 24 hours, they're gone. You do have to reapply if they've laid eggs. But any adult that bites into your plant, goodbye. Thank you, Jerry. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Marie on the line, who's calling about rosebush.
Marie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I enjoy your show. I listen
Thank
to
you.
It every week.
Thank you.
Yeah, I have a rosebush, and it's everything. All the leaves are turning yellow. I thought maybe it was because of the rain. Or
oh,
is there something wrong with it?
No, what the problem with your roses turning yellow is the month of June so far, New England has had 4 days of sun. Okay?
Yeah.
And one of the boys here at Demura's was telling me that on the news in Manchester last night, they said that New England is having the second grayest month for June since 1903. So between the cloudy weather, the dryness, and everything else is causing your roses to turn yellow. So what you need to do is you need to get a fertilizer and fungus control. Bayer All-in-One Rose Care. All-in-One Rose Care by Bayer. It will fertilize, kill the insects, and prevent diseases from destroying what's left of your rose bush. And you need to get it on now. You need to change the yellow to green, and Bayer All-in-One Rose Food will take care of it.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Now, a natural way to protect your lawn from Japanese beetle grubs without using chemicals, the product is called Milky Spore from St. Gabriel Organic. It's made from a bacteria that will kill the grub in the ground. Apply Milky Spore now, and just one bacteria eaten by the Japanese beetle grub will multiply to 3 billion new spores when the grub dies. Milky Spore is safe for pets, the environment, you, and your family. All natural, all season grub control, Milky Spore.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and
time telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Life Change Tea detoxifies. GetTheTea.com. It's only about a dollar a day. GetTheTea.com. Receive more energy. GetTheTea.com. Lose weight. GetTheTea.com. It's purifying. GetTheTea.com. It works immediately. GetTheTea.com. It's too easy. GetTheTea.com. We challenge you. GetTheTea.com. What's the phone number? 928-308-0408. What did you say? 928-308-0408. I didn't get that. 928-308-0408. Will it work? Yes. GetTheTea.com. Unmatched. GetTheTea.com. This gets in your head. GetTheTea.com. That's the idea!
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Imagine a fertilizer that gives you a lush, beautiful lawn and a safe place to garden with the grandkids, play fetch with Fido, or chase butterflies with Fluffy the cat. It's Bradfield Organics, and it works with nature, not against it. Bradfield Organics is pleasant to use. No waiting, no worries, just beautiful results. Now in 5 varieties.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're at Demers Nursery. I've been talking to everybody. Jared had to wake me up here. But if we can help you with your garden, we are, again, at Demers Nursery. They're in Manchester, New Hampshire, right off of 93. Come on by and say hello. I'll be here until 2 o'clock. To answer all of your gardening questions, and they have all kinds of Father's Day special that are for today only, like 10-inch hanging baskets. They must have 30 or 40 different combinations, 50% off all the trees and shrubs, 20% off again, but only today. So if you're looking for a nice dogwood or a magnolia or a flowering crab, Lilacs, 20% off, but that's today only. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Tony on the line who has a question for you about Bob-X.
Hey, Tony, good morning and happy Father's Day to you.
Good morning. Same to you, sir.
Thank you.
I have a good question. I came in on your show when you were talking about the Bob-X, and I didn't quite catch it all. I think you said it was for rabbits.
Yeah, they have a Bob-X for rabbits, and they have a Bob-X for deer.
Okay, I was just, my question was, I just talked to my brother last night. I put in a few tomato plants for my mother at her house. It's in a real small area. It's only like 7 feet by 3 feet. But he said squirrels were eating the flowers on the tomato plants. I was wondering if that Bob-X would work for the squirrels.
Yep. That's why I like this particular product. Most of your animal repellents are granular. And when you get a lot of rain, like we've been getting here in New England, it washes off the plant and filters into the ground. The Bob-X will be absorbed into the foliage. So you could spray your tomato plants, and as long as you don't get it on the actual tomato, for 2 weeks before harvest. So you could spray your tomato plant now and the flowers, and it will protect it. You cannot use it, unlike lettuce or spinach,
right,
because you're going to be, yeah. So if you're growing cucumbers, you could spray the foliage, and as long as you don't spray the actual cucumber, it will do a good job for you. And a lot of the garden centers carry it. It's a real good product.
Okay. And you said you can even spray the flowers?
Yes.
Okay.
You
okay,
spray,
thank you very much.
You spray, Tony, you spray everything that you do not eat. So
right.
you could spray the flower and the leaves. That will keep the squirrels and the animals off of it. And then when the tomato forms, you can spray it early on. But 2 to 3 weeks before they're going to be turning red, you cannot spray the actual tomato because it will pick up the taste
right.
of Bob-X.
Okay.
Thank you. Have a great Father's Day.
You too. Thanks again.
Thank you, Tony. Bye-bye. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Next up is Marcel, who's calling about a yellow nutsedge weed.
Okay. Marcel, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hey, good morning, you.
Good morning. Happy Father's Day.
I've got problems with yellow nutsedge.
Yep.
And I've tried everything, and nothing seems to be working.
Okay. The problem is nutsedge. For those of you that don't know, it's a grassy weed, and a lot of people think, well, I'll just pull it up, and they pull it up, and they're surprised because there's a little nut attached to the root system. It's like a little bulb, and you can pull all the grass up that you want, but the nuts stay in the ground, and it makes a brand-new plant. So you need to use something that will kill it but not hurt the lawn. Now, one of the products that works very, very well is made by Bonide. It's called Weed Beater Ultra. Weed Beater Ultra. Now, they make two types. They make regular Weed Beater, and then they have Weed Beater Ultra, and it's much stronger, and it will take care of nut grass. You need two applications, 7 days apart, and you need to do it when it's not raining. So you're going to have to wait till we get a day when we can at least have 3 or 4 hours without rain coming down. It will be absorbed into the plant, will be taken down to the little nut in the ground, the little bulb, and it will kill it. And it will not hurt your lawn. But it's made by Bonide, and it's called Weed Beater Ultra. And you may be surprised when you use it, because it will turn the grass blue temporarily, and that will tell you where you have applied it and where you've missed. But within an hour or so, that purple coloration will fade. Your grass will be nice and green. But it's a dye that's put in there so that you know where you have treated the problem and where you have not. And I love that from that product. Because most of us cannot walk in a straight line because of trees or gardens. And this way, you know exactly where you have treated. but Weed Beater Ultra. Thank you. 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up is Mary, and she has a couple different plants she wanted to ask you questions about.
Sure. Mary, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul, and happy
good
Father's
morning.
Day.
Thank you.
I have a cyclamen, and the leaves are all turning yellow one by one and dropping off.
Okay. Now, this is one that you got as a gift during the winter?
Yeah, and it had a beautiful bloom.
Yep. This particular plant is a bulb, and if you were to pull the leaves apart and look at the soil, you're going to see it looks like a bulb in the shape of a pancake, kind of a charcoal gray color. And if that bulb is in a situation where it's getting a lot of water, it will slowly fall apart. And the leaves will turn yellow, they'll get soggy, and just fall apart. So cut back on the amount of water. Now, a lot of people will put their plants outside, and normally we don't have a problem like this, but we've had so much rain and so many cloudy days and cool, cool temperatures that it's probably rotting the bulb. So keep it inside. And cut back your watering only when you see that the plant really needs it. And what I do is I give the plant a good soaking. I pick it up with my hand and feel that it's heavy. Then when it needs to be watered again, I pick up the pot and I feel the weight. And if I can tell that the weight of the plant is a lot less, then I give it a drink. But give it a chance to dry out between waterings. It makes a big, big difference. Otherwise, the bulb rots right on the soil.
I see. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, the other thing is my hibiscus. I had beautiful blooms on it all spring, and I put it outside the beginning of June, and I haven't, the blooms, well, they were dropping off anyway. But will that come back again? It's very healthy looking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hibiscus is a great plant to put on your patio.
Yeah.
Back here at Demers has got some beautiful ones. There's oranges and yellows and pinks and reds. They're gorgeous. But one of the secrets to hibiscus is every single time you water that plant, you should fertilize it. And to really help you, because most of us are going to forget it, I want you to buy a fertilizer called Osmocote. O-S-M-O-C-O-T-E. Osmocote. Osmocote looks like a little BB, and it's a time-release pellet. And Osmocote will fertilize your plants for 3 to 5 months, depending on the type of soil. And for a hibiscus, I would do it every 3 months. So if you did it in June, July, and August, in September, you would do it again. And every time you water, that little BB-shaped pellet will bleed fertilizer with the water that's being absorbed into it. And it will fertilize your plant every single time you water, for up to 90 days, and that will make a big, big difference. Now, as soon as the sun comes out, we get some sunshine, we get warmer temperature, you're going to see a change. Hibiscus also does not like a lot of water. So being outside where it's wet, it's cloudy, and it's cool is all working against you. So as soon as Mother Nature shapes up, it will be okay for you. But get some Osmocote, and that will help a great deal. Thank you. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Melanie on the line, who's calling about hydrangeas and butterfly bush.
Okay. Melanie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm terrific. And yourself, Melanie?
A little wet, but we're okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Last fall, I cut down my butterfly bush, which was about 8 feet tall, because it was very leggy. I thought if I cut it back to about a foot and a half, I might have success with it branching out lower on the stalk. And as of now, it has done absolutely nothing, and I'm afraid that I have killed it.
Yep. Yeah, what if you're going to prune a butterfly bush, you should prune it in the spring only. Mm. What happened is you cut it back in the fall. The plant was going dormant, and every branch that you cut, because the plant was going dormant, it did not make a scab.
Mm.
And during the winter, the water escaped through those cuts because they weren't sealed, and it just dehydrated.
Okay.
So in the future, you only prune butterfly bush during the month of April or May, never, ever in the fall. And roses, the same thing. You never prune roses in the fall, always in the springtime.
Okay, well, this is a very good lesson learned. The other question I have is about hydrangeas.
Yes.
I have two hydrangeas that are quite overgrown at this point, and I was always taught that you don't cut the wood because the new growth grows on the dead wood. So right now we have lots of green leaves, no flower buds yet, but lots of sticks from last year's
flower. On your hydrangea, all those dead-looking sticks should be removed, usually by June 1st. So you're a little bit late, but that's not going to affect the plant at all. So when you get a chance to get outside, take your pruners, remove all of the dead sticks from your hydrangea. Now, what you want to look at when you're pruning, if you have some old wood from last year, okay, that's on that plant, and there's a branch coming off of the old wood, that is the branch that's going to flower.
Okay.
If the new growth is coming right out of the ground, that is branches being made for next year's flowers, and this is on the old varieties. The new varieties, like Blushing Bride and all of the new hybrids, they flower on the old wood and the new wood. But definitely clean it, get all that dead stuff out of there. That will eliminate insect problems and feed them.
My yard is my getaway, just steps from my door. It's where I unwind, spend time with family, and entertain friends. A relaxing setting where beautiful flowers and wonderful fragrances bring back the joys of life. I love how Garden Splendor plants make these moments at home even more special.
Garden Splendor, the plants worth remembering.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that. With soil moist granules, just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. Have you ever grown vegetables in a container? Not too exciting, was it? Now try the EarthBox. The EarthBox is a patented system for growing plants. This container will revolutionize your ideas of container gardening. The EarthBox comes with an optional staking system for tall growing plants and vines. Unlike other containers, the EarthBox comes with a mulch cover, fertilizer bin, aeration screen, water reservoir, and is portable because it has wheels. The EarthBox. Now the spring is here. Look at your lawn. Are there dead patches here and there? Don't panic. You do not have to reseed the whole lawn. Just use Ultra Lawn Patch from AM Turf. Just sprinkle it on the dead spots. Ultra Lawn Patch is a revolutionary, all-natural mulch filled with quality grass seed and a natural fertilizer in one package. The special mulch will hold the seed in place, keep the moisture there longer for faster germination. That's Ultra Lawn Patch by AM.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride? At less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit AirandAqua.com. That's AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Great. Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are at Demura's Garden Center in Manchester, New Hampshire. I'll be here until 2 o'clock. So put on some rain gear and come on over. We're just getting a mist here. We'd love to see you, and I'll answer all of your questions until 2 p.m. And it's Father's Day, so bring your dad over, and they have all kinds of specials. Hanging baskets, 50% off today only. Trees, shrubs, and all evergreens, 20% off, but that's today only. And you can sign up to win a gift certificate that's valued at $500. And then they have others also. So come on by and register. You could win some free plants. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Linda on the line, who's calling about a problem with white fly and also a question about her lilacs.
Okay. Linda, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you, Linda.
First thing is I heavy pruned a lilac bush this spring, and it came back wonderfully. It was even coming from the bottom, from the limbs. But some of the leaves
Great.
Now are curled, and they're turning brown. And I wondered what that could be.
That is the early signs of powdery mildew. And it's caused by this weather. I mean, we've had 4 days of sunshine the entire month of June. And one of the boys was telling me this morning that it's the second grayest June since 1903. So if you're feeling depressed, you've got a reason to. And lilacs will get, it starts off with curling and twisting, and then you'll get, when the sun comes out, a white film that will develop on the leaf, and it blocks the sunlight, and eventually the leaf will fall. Pick up a product called Serenade. It's an organic fungicide, and you, as soon as we get a dry period here with more than 10 minutes without raining, apply it to your tall phlox, to cucumbers, squashes, pumpkins, and to lilacs and roses, and it will kill the powdery mildew on them. And the other thing is lilacs love lime. So, or if you have a wood stove, throw the wood ash around them, and it will help them to really bloom. Now, lilacs are getting ready right now to make flower buds for next year. So that if you can add some sort of a lime product or a wood ash product, it will help them to make more blossoms for next spring. Give it a try. You're going to like it, Linda. Did you have a second question?
Yes, I do. Last year I had a terrible problem with whitefly on a holly bush and some ilex bushes. I seem to have killed the whitefly on the holly, but it's back on the ilex. But on the holly, I still have the black soot on the leaves, and it's very heavy. And I was hoping it would just wash off, but it doesn't appear to be. Can
no.
I put something on to get... Well, I want to get rid of the white fly. I want to know maybe a better way, and then also how to get rid of that soot.
Okay. The black powder that's on your leaves is called sooty mold. And sooty mold is the result of the white fly sucking on your plant, and when it gets hot out, the sap of the plant thins out with the heat. And when the insect is sucking on the plant, because the juices have thinned out, it comes into their mouth too fast, and they end up spitting it out because it's just coming in too quickly. It's pure sugar, just like maple syrup. And on this sugary substance, this black mold grows. The end result, the black blocks the sunlight, and then the needles or the leaves die because of lack of sunshine. Now, what I've done in the past, and it works out really, really well, take a bucket, put some warm water in it, and then get some Dawn that you would wash the dishes with, the liquid soap. Spray the Dawn in there, mix it up so that you get some good bubbles, and take a soft cloth and rub the Dawn in water on the foliage that have the black sooty mold on it. And let it sit for a few minutes, and the Dawn will soften up that sooty mold. Give it like 5 minutes. And then take your cloth and rub the leaves and or the needles, and all of that black sooty mold will just disappear and be all over your rag. I want you to have a great day. Have a great Father's Day. Don't forget to call your dad or your father. And if you're in the Manchester area, come on by and say hello. Jared, thank you for a great job today and all of your help, and for letting my son Patrick sneak in. I'll get you.